This feast, this blessed feast,
to all
the feast of Theophany, the manifestation of God in the flesh, is central in our church. The hymn is probably the most beloved hymn in the Orthodox Church. Every Orthodox knows this hymn by heart and sings it all the time. You know, whether it be in Greek or Arabic or Russian or English or Spanish, all over the world for 2,000 years, well, some years, let's say 1800, I don't know. Who knows? They have sung this hymn because in this world, the Antichrist is coming. Indeed, many have come already. The Antichrist will deceive even the elect, even those who believe in Christ. He will preach about Christ. He will substitute for Christ. So we have to be very cautious. You know, Ramona asked me to write a tract on the epistle for this Sunday because I'd never written anything about that. And so I really thought about it, and it starts out, it's Hebrews chapter 13, verses 7 through 14 or something, 13, 7 through 13, I think. But it starts out by saying, honor those who have preached the word of God to you. Look at the end of their life or the substance of their life. Do not follow these fantasies and varied, what do they call them? Varied deceptive teachings. Okay? So the deception, deception that we're going to face is that the Antichrist is going to set up another form of religion, and I think it's already taking place, to substitute for the Christ, to substitute for the Orthodox faith. And that religion is going to promise comfort, peace, all the things that God promises us, but not in this world. He didn't promise us to have our ultimate home in this world. So now this Antichrist is going to tack us down to the earth, and we're going to miss the heavenly. Even the worship has become earthly. That's why people are flocking to the Orthodox Church. It's not because of some beautiful music or you know, it might be for some people, expecting some continuity between the ancient church and all these reasons that people give. Of course, those are important. I don't want to neglect it. But the reason they're coming is because they experience the transcendence of God here. The transcendence of God. That God in Christ is the center of our life. In Gospel of St. John is the only place, I'm sorry, the Epistles of John. 1 John, there's 3 references, and 2 John, there's 1. It's the only place in the Scriptures they mention, per se, the Antichristos, the Antichrist. And he says, those that deny that Jesus has come in the flesh. In another place, he says, those that deny that Jesus is the Christ is the Antichrist. Okay? The Christ, meaning that he's God. Those that deny that he's equal to the Father. For Christ himself says, no one can come to the Father without me. So it's baloney that people say, well, we all believe in the same one God, whether we're Jewish or Muslim or whatever. It's not true. It is not the same God. How can it be the same God if Christ is not a part of the Holy Trinity? So today, the church proclaims with fervor, with joy, that God has revealed himself to us. The Father spoke from heaven, and the Holy Spirit alighted on him as a dove. Said, "This is my beloved Son." You cannot have the Father without the Son. You cannot have him. There's no God that is the Father without the Son. Let me read it for you. I think I have it. Or did I put it someplace else? 1 John. Oh, here it is. I want to read you the exact words because it's very important. Who is the liar? The Antichrist is going to be, you think that AI is clever. There's no thing that will be as clever as the Antichrist. That's why we have to be aware. We can't accept every religious teaching on the internet. We can't accept everything that looks like the church externally. He who is a liar, but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ. This is the Antichrist. He who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Oh, so I was pretty close. He who confesses the Son has the Father also. In Matthew, the Lord himself tells us the beginning of this Antichristos. In Matthew chapter 24, he says, "Therefore," the Lord is telling his apostles, "when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains." This will be the sign of the end of the world, and it's coming. It's coming. I'm not saying tomorrow or in my lifetime or yours, but it's coming, and we must live every day as if it will be tonight, for he will come as a thief in the night. So today is the time, now, from this very minute, to commend ourselves and each other. You see, this is a corporate faith. I can't do it without you. You can't do it without me. We're together, not on the internet over some electronic medium, where we have no personal contact with the person that's spewing all these things. There are some that are good, and you can learn some history, and you can learn some theology, but there's no personal relationship. There's no body of Jesus Christ. So from now on, when converts come into the church, I'm going to tell them, "What brought you here?" They'll tell me, "Well, the internet, I found orthodoxy, I read this and I read that." And I say, "Good, it's good that it brought you here. Now it's time to wean yourself off that stuff." Okay? You can look at it to learn some things, but do not let it form you spiritually. An electronic medium cannot form you. Only faithful and the church can form you and your priest spiritually. So be very careful. I know I get on the internet and I read all this stuff, but I'm kind of sick of it, to be honest with you. I'm going to write a little tract for Ramona to put in the bulletin about what true and false preaching is. So hopefully I'll have it by Sunday. I'm still working on it. So God bless you all. Remember, this feast is a proclamation of who God is, that God loves us. If God was not love, he would not have from eternity had his Son eternally born from him and the Holy Spirit. God is three persons, not one being, not one. One being, but not one person. You cannot have love unless there are people in the family. There's the father and the mother. There's love between them. And now you have the third portion of the Trinity, the child. So you see, there's no love without each other. Let us love one another, that with one accord we may confess Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.